Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Hales? Fish?
Here. Welcome, everybody. Mayor Hales, I believe, is in Washington, D.C., and sends his regrets. We welcome our friend and colleague Dan Saltzman back, and he has been in our hearts and our prayers. Today is a big day in our region. The Environmental Protection Agency will finally release a proposed plan for the cleanup of Portland Harbor. And the Court of Appeals this morning issued a decision upholding the constitutionality of the arts tax. With that, I'm going to read some opening comments about decorum at these meetings. The purpose of council meetings is the orderly consideration of the public's business. Preservation of order and decorum is necessary for due consideration of matters before council. The public is, as always, welcome to attend council meetings. During the meetings, there will be time-limited opportunities for public comment on various agenda items. Although citizens can sign up for communications, public testimony on a council item must address the matter being considered or you will be ruled out of order. Please state your name for the record, and we do not need your address. If you are a lobbyist, please disclose that information at the start of your testimony. If you are here representing an organization, I ask that you please disclose that as well. Unless otherwise informed, each community member today will have 2 minutes to speak in front of the council. At 1 minute and 30 seconds, you'll hear a beep and a light will flash on the box before you. At 2 minutes, you'll hear 4 beeps and the lights will flash and you'll be asked to stop so the next person will have a chance to be heard. We have a very, very packed agenda today and some important budget items this afternoon. And so I'm going to ask everybody to please respect the time limits, not just for testimony, but we will strictly observe the amount of time set aside for each item on the agenda. Please give handouts to the council clerk, Carla, and she will distribute them to council members. And remember, again, please only testify to the matter at hand. Council rules of procedure seek to preserve the public order and to ensure that council's deliberations proceed efficiently and that all who want to participate get to be heard. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting during testimony or interrupting testimony or interrupting council deliberations, will not and cannot be allowed. We ask that you show your support or displeasure with your hands, i.e. waving your thumbs up or thumbs down. And this is an official warning that anyone who disrupts this proceeding may be escorted from council chambers and excluded from City Hall. Lastly, if needed, council will be taking a break at either 12 or 12:30, depending on our schedule. And I will be announcing when that will occur and when we reconvene. Before we turn to council communications, we have a proclamation. And it is my pleasure to recognize Commissioner Fritz, who will be reading a proclamation for the Portland Pickles baseball team this morning at council. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, President.